Chapter 4. People from almost every culture, race, and country make up the United States. African Americans are 13% of the population. 4% of the population is Asian. Hispanic Americans now make up 14% of the population. Native Americans account for just 1%. Until 1900, Europeans were the largest group of immigrants. English, Scottish, and Irish came in large numbers during that time. For this reason, English became the language of the country. As a result of these different groups coming together, the United States has often been called a melting pot. This means that the country is a place where people from many lands have come together to form one nation. Various forces have helped create a common identity. The use of English as a common language has formed a bridge between people. Education and mass communication have also brought about understanding between different people. Marriage between different groups is another important bridge between cultures. In the past, many immigrants tended to break with their past when moving to the United States. In an effort to become American as soon as possible, immigrants would stop using their native languages. Some people stopped eating their traditional foods. Today, this is not so often seen. New Americans now wish to keep their own tradition, language, and food. Instead of a melting pot, today the reality is more of a mosaic. In modern America, it is more important to appreciate the differences in various cultures.